There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Bears, White Sox, Cubs, Bulls, and Blackhawks. We cover them all. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are Chicago's original sports talk station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Wayne Randazzo. Wolves are home this Saturday and Sunday. Stay for the concert after Saturday's games. The Bulls and Pistons play tonight in Detroit. First game for the Bulls after the All-Star break. Joe Cowley from the Sun-Times on the Score today, trying to figure out how the Bulls will approach the end of the season.
At the end of the year, when that final game is played, whether it's win-loss, however it ends, there's going to be some real interesting things going on. And I think it will be quick and it will be swift. And it will leave a lot of people scratching their heads.
MullyandHanley.com for that entire interview as the Bulls sit 34-20 right now, third in the Eastern Conference. Chris Bosch is in a Miami hospital because of a fear that he has blood clots in his lungs that would force him to miss the rest of the season if that was the case. College hoops, Illinois has cut ties with guard Aaron Cosby, suspended earlier this year. He averaged nearly 8 points per game in 19 contests for the Illini this season. Blackhawks and Avalanche skating tonight at United Center. Hawks will likely have Corey Crawford in net, trying to get back in the win column after a shootout loss to the Red Wings on Wednesday. NFL, Bears re-signing cornerback Demontre Hurst today to a 2-year deal, while combine workouts are underway in Indianapolis. And some news regarding Jameis Winston, expected to be the number one pick in the draft, but he's undergoing tests to determine why he's experiencing weakness in his throwing shoulder. Baseball, Chris Bryant named by Baseball America as the top prospect in all of baseball. White Sox pitchers and catchers have reported to Glendale, Arizona, their first workout later today. And Major League Baseball making some changes to pace of play, planning to enforce the rule to keep hitters in the batter's box with 1 foot in between pitches, and managers will have to challenge replay calls from the dugout. Former Cub Gary Woods has passed away, died earlier this week at age 60. This scoreboard update brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge in Oak Lawn and by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. I'm Wayne Randazzo. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Last day. Enjoy the song. Last day for the meters. Meters, you've been nice. I've enjoyed you. Monday starts a whole new era.
Have you informed the meters of this? Because they probably can't be too happy.
Because they don't get mentioned enough in pop culture as it stands. So I've been doing my part. I think they'll be okay. They'll be okay. They get Fat Tuesday every year, you know? So they'll be all right. Thank you to our guests today. Hub Arkish, Adrian Wojnarowski, Bruce Levine, and Dan Durkin. Our producers are Nick Shepkowski and Brett Lyons back at the shop. Great job, men. And Adam Harris. Brian Gertz did the video stream and did it live. Did it well right here at watch670thescore.com. I believe, are we streaming here during transition as well?
And during the Boars and Bernstein show.
How about that?
Oh, man.
They were not alerted.
I'm telling you.
I don't know how you feel about that.
Yeah. I wore my big boy pants. I actually have cloth pants on rather than nylon pants.
Now, how are they going to see him over there from there? What are they going to do? They follow you around with it?
Probably.
They can't see what they see. You're sitting down.
Well, at the moment, I'm exposed
to
the world.
Nobody wants to see you now or then, but for the majority of the show, you'll be sitting where he is. Will you not be? What's the matter with you?
Yeah.
Still drunk?
How drunk did he get, Terry? Well, I think you and I left at the same time. Anyway.
Long gone.
Brian Gertz, thank you very much. And Eric Domingo, the intern, thank you very much. And the great Dave Miska right here at the Auto Show. Much, much appreciated. Hello, men.
Thanks for playing last night. What an unbelievable night.
Yeah. We saw him early, by the way.
And the first,
thanks for that.
First bounce. bounty out.
I was the first bounty out.
First one out. Here
you know,
he comes.
It happens. It's I had a really good time. I had a really good time playing, especially the guys at my table. Were really fun and good conversation and a well-run event, that's for sure. But sometimes the structure of a tournament like that, you just got to be real aggressive. And a lot of people are real aggressive early, understandably so. And I got lucky once and unlucky the next time. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, there's some
See you later. There's some
experienced players there. There was, you know, Ben Ponzio played. He got a bracelet from the World Series of Poker. So, I mean, that was a real ringer.
He was at the High Rollers table with Wex.
Wex won his table. Wex finished fourth.
Wow.
Wex was terrific.
Wex told me when he came back, he was hot.
He was
Remember,
hot.
He came back and joined the club back there within, you know.
Yeah, he played really well. Our winner was a guy named Jason Finn. We congratulate him. It went very late.
It's my new co-host. He starts Monday. Very excited.
There was
about
some conservative play early on at the final table, but then the blind levels go up and it forces the action, right. And it was just great. So the preliminary numbers that I just got a little while ago that at the moment we're over $110,000, which is going to make a lot of kids with cancer very, very happy.
Very, very cool.
Thanks
cool.
to everybody involved.
That is great news.
We had fun. I didn't, you know, it was a place where we could go where we were away from everybody.
See, Terry, I was missing out because that's where all the fun
out.
Was.
I got to tell you, the club, Terry, as you said at the club, it's like, I got knocked out, and I'm like, so where's Boers? And I heard golf is here, too. So I go around the corner, and there's a room with, you know, food and a bar and whatever, and at the table holding court, you know, at first you think it's Boers or golf holding court, but then, of course, it's Boers. Because if Boers is at the table, he's holding court. But it was Boers and golf, and it was good to see a couple of old teammates, Adam Hoge there. And
one Adam Hoge.
Yeah, current Ethan Shaw. And
Ethan
David,
Shaw.
David Hochberg. Who's
David Hochberg was just, he was our honorary Jew.
Until I got there.
That's right. But just at the level off the table.
That was the fun, man. And just some of the stories and some of the trash. Like, that was great stuff. Good vibes all around, that's for sure.
Well, we look forward to it next year. The venue, the Montgomery Club, was just perfect. I mean, really, that's probably the best venue we've had for that size event and doing the numbers that we did. So it was really, really terrific time.
Terry, at one point last night, I'm sitting at the table and I ordered a Dewar's on the Rocks. And that was the scotch that was available. Yeah. So I'll have a Dewar's on the rock and rocks. And the waiter looks at me and says, did you say a Jewish on the rocks? Is that what you want?
Wow.
I said, yes. So
yes,
that is,
I am.
I believe that's tears, herring, and Manischewitz. I think that's what that is.
Wow.
I
don't know.
That was hysterical.
What the hell is that? But wow. He actually thought that's what I said. It wasn't. For the record, that was not what I said.
You have to learn to speak a little more clearly.
Yeah.
People can't understand you.
Good stuff. So, how about that trade deadline, boys?
Wow.
You guys were on the air for it. That must have been some fun to try and follow along with that.
We let Matty do it. I had no idea what happened. I had no idea what he helped me.
Just stay away from Kendrick Perkins. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
Why?
He
What's
sucks.
The problem?
Yeah, he sucks.
Yeah, but
the problem.
He has six fouls. He possesses six fouls.
So does Nazi.
Well, but they don't use those.
I know, but then why are his fouls different?
Because Thibs might use them. See, look, we've seen buyout guys or guys like Rasul Butler that get brought in. Thibs doesn't use. Thibs has a history with Kendrick Perkins, and he might be just another big on the bottom of the bench. Take minutes from Powell. Take minutes from Joe. If he has a guy that Thibs will put in the circle and trust for 10 minutes, do it.
Yeah, maybe give you some breadcrumbs in the meatloaf to get you to the end of the regular season.
That's all I'm talking about. He won't get used in the playoffs. God willing.
The team that won long term yesterday was easy to pick out. The team that won the trade deadline long term. No doubt, Milwaukee. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Short term, I don't know. I leave the thrill thinking to him.
How does Miami feel? I mean, you make this huge move.
And then Bosch might miss the year.
And who knows how much more?
Yeah.
Blood clot. You don't mess around with a blood clot in the lung.
Is that definitely what it is? Last I saw,
he's being treated for. That's what he went to the hospital for. Yeah.
You don't screw around with that. You throw a clot out of there into somewhere you could stroke out.
You know, it's interesting. When we asked Adrian Wojnarowski about the Heat, he kind of paused and tried to pick his words carefully. He doesn't know what the hell Pat Riley's doing. I mean, Pat Riley at this point in his career is just kind of trying to go for it and piece things together as opposed to doing some sensible things. I mean, even if Bosch is there, they've got five guys they can use, but nobody after that. A bench of 10-day guys looking for more Hassan Whitesides.
That's not happening.
Yeah, but Milwaukee is going to be a problem for you. This is a real-ass team. We went through the wingspan of their starting five. There isn't a passing lane available when they start trotting those guys out there. I mean, between the Greek Freak.
Are you including Jabari when he comes back?
Jabari
include Jabari,
and Henson and Michael Carter Williams. Good luck. good luck with those.
Yeah, that's they're going to be a problem. I mean, I wouldn't have thought they'll tell yesterday, but when you get that, they're going to be a problem. That's a problem, though. That's an official problem.
Maybe Oklahoma City helped themselves a little bit. Enes Kanter instead of Brook Lopez. A couple of shooters. Augustine, Kyle Singler might use every once in a while this shooter.
I got to check. I got to ask Durant. Did Durant have any comment on it? Did he say, I like it or don't like it? I believe he said, I don't like my teammates. They were soon there would be trades made.
I believe he told you to shut the hell up.
I think he probably did. Now I think he leaves. Now I think after all this love and all that, I think he's gone in 2 years.
Wow.
If he becomes a Washington Wizard, you'd then have another bigger problem.
Mm. Oh, then you're screwed. Yeah, the Bulls are done. Yeah. Done. John Wall is not 90.
Fold up a tent, yeah.
Amen. It's the full roster tonight for the second time all season. November 10. This is why you take a couple of bodies if Thibs is going to use them. Accept those bodies to spread out some minutes.
Pistons, right? I mean, so...
Yeah, no, but I'm going back to the Kendrick Perkins thought. I mean, like, look, if they hand him JaVale McGee and say, look, this guy's athletic and we think he's...
And crazy.
Yeah, Thibs won't use him.
Right.
He'll just sit there at the end of the bench. That's why if Kendrick's the guy I'll use, then I'm fine with that.
I mean, there's already tension over the guy you traded up to draft in the lottery he won't play.
Right.
I mean, there's a serious issue between management and coaching with the use of that guy or lack thereof.
It's that Iowa for that freaking Ames connection,
I know. I feel bad, and right now I'm just looking awful. I mean, that's my guy.
Oh, that was your guy. Yeah, no, I know.
That's my guy, yeah.
Well, a guy I was fighting for was Stauskas out in Sacramento. It's not like he's playing that much either.
we were talking about it yesterday. The producers did a nice job yesterday coming up with a comp, looking for a lottery pick who just didn't play early.
We got him.
And the comp right now to McDermott is...
Hold on, because a lottery pick that... go ahead, that's right.
And he's white.
And he was a Bull, briefly. He was a Buck... And then he was a Bull, and now he is playing for Maccabi Tel Aviv.
I don't know. Morrison?
Joe Alexander.
Oh, Joe Alexander.
Remember?
I do remember.
I thought he sucked then, and he sucked then, and he sucked now, and he's in a sucking interview. So, I mean, it all works for me.
He continues to suck.
I thought so. West Virginia, remember West Virginia Hero? Remember the tournament?
He was just
bouncing all over and killing people. I thought... No.
That's the regional. I was at out there in Phoenix. Russell Westbrook, UCLA.
I guess if Doug McDermott shows up at my kid's Hebrew school, we know that we've got an issue. He's preparing for his time in Maccabi.
Then we have to take the show over there instead of play out there. Yeah, we're going over there then. We're taking the show there.
Hey, Bernsie, as a lover of analytics, did you see what NHL.com did today?
They very quietly added some advanced metrics to NHL.com.
And they're doing more. They're going to do even more than what they've done. They have bigger ideas, apparently. But they hired some numbers guys in the offseason, and they saw fit to do it today. They're calling it something different, but Corsi and Fenwick is right there for everybody on NHL.com.
However, it is very significant that they're calling it something different, where it's still a possession and quality shot affect the game metric. But if that becomes the go-to stat, maybe it marries some of the best aspects of both Corsi and Fenwick, and we're watching the evolution.
Nothing's final, that's for sure. We were talking about earlier, and Jay brought up, he likes that they renamed it. I mean, Corsi and Fenwick are named after people, you know?
What are they calling this?
Shot attempts. It's like SAT and ISAT or something like that. It's basically, let's see if I still
we're
have
fighting
it up
them.
Here. Yeah, I don't. But
we're fighting them right now.
We're
going right after him, buddy.
They're setting bloggers on fire.
Going right after him.
But I love that, and the league admits that can be a good, healthy thing for their fans to know about.
I don't think admits is the right word. I don't think
acknowledges.
It, yeah, any pressure.
I'll stick with admits. I feel okay about it.
But that acknowledges the people who still grumble that it has no place, even as every team is using it. And it's mostly Canadian columnists, old Canadian hockey columnists.
That's all there are.
Old Canadian columnists.
That's apparently all there are.
They just keep writing.
There are some very old hockey guys who don't like the fact that there's something they might not understand or they might not want to understand. It's like Murray Chass with the baseball stuff.
Right.
Oh, well. And still going.
Idiot. Still going and still really, really stupid.
Yeah, that's why I quit doing it. You know, I don't want to look any dumber than I am.
What's
I have to do anything more, really.
You couldn't, possibly.
No, I know. Well, you never know. I could be Murray Chess. I could be. That's exactly my comp.
That's a rough comp.
Well, Art Thiel is in your comp somewhere,
he
right?
He sucks, too.
How about Ratto? How about Ratto or Royce? I mean, if you had to make a team of acerbic old bastards still taking pen to paper.
They all suck.
I mean, come on. That's your Justice League of America there.
Ray Ratto, Patrick Royce. Come on, boys. Join that club.
I should be in it.
Yeah,
those
are
my guys.
Just
pizza boxes all over the place, a half-empty bottle of cheap whiskey.
Not half-empty.
And not cheap. Well, maybe cheap.
Gone and expensive.
Hmm. Not Royce anymore. Maybe back in the day, but I don't think anymore for him. I think he's been sober for a long time, hasn't he?
Yes, he has. He quit drinking, and now look at him. He hasn't changed.
He's still the same. Again, yeah.
Still, like,
well, that's good. That's good. If you can get away from that stuff change.
Yeah,
you know?
My guys were where.
Hey, rest in peace to Harris Whittles. You know who that is?
TV guy, right?
Yeah, Parks and Rec. One of the exec producers and writers at Parks and Rec was a writer on the Sarah Silverman Show, is a guy who invented the term humble brag and wrote the book about humble brag, wrote the original Grantland column explaining what a humble brag is, the man behind the Twitter account, humble brag, 30 years old, died of a drug overdose in his house in L.A.
Was he the guy on Parks and Rec that was the big baseball fan and actually would sneak in sabermetric references?
No, I'm pretty sure that was Ken Tremendous, isn't it?
I trust you.
No, Harris, he played a role on Parks and Rec, too. But, I mean, talk about a 30-year-old guy who was a flat-out, like, a comedy prodigy, brilliant guy who just battled that crap and lost, and it just
you always freaking lose
with
that drug. If I assume it was heroin,
it was probably I think he's been open about that, and he's been rehab for it in the past. But humble brag is a brilliant account and kind of a brilliant thing. And the book is so funny because it talks about just sort of our universal need to feel cooler and how when you try to dumb that down, it only exposes you as even needier and stupider.
And then Twitter arrives to broadcast it to the world.
Yeah. Yes, and to capture those moments, and just a really, really funny, smart guy who used junk and it brought him down. So rest in peace to that guy. Have a great weekend, everybody. Have a great show, man. Enjoy yourselves.
Yeah,
what are you
have
doing?
Your new partner again on Monday, by the way. Jesus, God.
Yeah, I know. I'm ready.
With
all right?
The cheap hooah. Lord almighty.
That dude's a rock star, man. The reception last night was just
it was very cool. His partners, by the way, have to register as escorts.
And sex offenders.
Lord almighty. Holy crap. Come on. Find a friend out there, would you?
Unlike Warren Sapp, I'll pay more than $600 to hang out with one of them, with Jason for the day
and
the
night.
Yeah, new show starts Monday at 9. Tune in. B&B next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. So now the lovely people at FIFA have decided that the 2022 World Cup should be played in November and December because, surprise, playing in 120-degree heat in Qatar in June and July might not be a great idea. You can't fool these guys, can you? When they awarded Qatar the World Cup 2 years ago, ignoring much more reasonable bids from Australia and the United States, where the temperatures do not get to 120 degrees in June and July, the FIFA foofs brazenly said the heat was no problem, and maybe Qatar would build a bunch of indoor stadiums to host the cup. Oh yeah, just what Qatar needs. Even more labor camps, even more men treated pretty much like slaves. What a country. Now though, the cup will be played in winter, and everyone will be happy. Well, at least the FIFA foofs and their Qatarian henchmen will be happy, not the soccer world.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
Illinois has cut the lease tax. New lessees can save up to 50% off the sales tax on your next Audi lease at Audi Hoffman Estates on Gulf Road. Visit AudiHoffmanEstates.com for details and to schedule a test drive of a 2015 Audi A3, A4, or Q5 Quattro. Nobody does it better than Audi Hoffman Estates. Nobody. Visit Apple Chevy on 159th Street this weekend for huge President's Day rebates, plus auto show bonus cash and Chevy Truck Month pricing on 2015 Silverado pickups. Save thousands and get details at applechevy.com.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
Last year we saved for a winter family vacation and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
An important message for all Americans who owe $7,500 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The tax pros at OIC Tax can help you. Call 800-416-4460 to find out if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. OIC Tax can stop the IRS from garnishing your wages and help you get back on track with your tax problems. Call 800-416-4460 for a free consultation. That's 800-416-4460. 800-416-4460. Call now.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th, in the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.
This is just the beginning.
CSI Cyber, premieres CBS Wednesday, March 4th.
CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You've changed my life so much.
You've changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang.
Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Home Run and Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it. I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Former Cub coach, former Giant coach as well, Wendell Kim. Remember him? He was known as Wavin' Wendell when he was coaching at third base. He has passed away again, it appears, of natural causes.
They had to hurry to get things going because of a Barry Manilow concert last night. Corey Crawford directed that one along.
So the rookie, Nikola Mirotic, is certainly contributing tonight.
Adam Barnes-Harris will be here at 6.
Yeah, tell it bad.
Adam Harris takes the bottom, Barnes takes the top.
Name something a doctor might pull out of a person. Darcy.
A gerbil.
At least Knicks fans won't have to sit in their obscenely overpriced seats in Madison Square Garden and look at Jackson's folly night after night as he jogs back on defense and shoots only when he has the ball in his hands.
We are joined by David Schuster.
Will you guys be my Valentine tonight?
Of course we will.
Barry and I already have each other, Shu, so you can have Mark Jolliffe. How's that?
Well, I have a threesome.
Oh, my God.
Back in 1982, my son was conceived back in that parking lot here at an Islander game.
The big O played for the Christmas Attacks High School.
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after work.
Oh, God.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got to do.
Looking forward to the weekend.
The United States lives for Friday.
Boars and Bernstein.
Today's Friday for us.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you suffer upon us for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a lever two along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door. I think so. And this is the radio's best combination of
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
Yep, I'm Terry Bores.
I'm Dan Bernstein. Dan Durkin is going to check in from the Combine at 2. Ethan Skolnick talks NBA at 3. Second half at 3:30. Friday Fung at 4 o'clock. A classic, Daredevil or Dumbass? Your stories of trying to cheat death, tempt fate, and then we judge whether you are one or the other. So be ready. 4 o'clock. We want to hear from you. Daredevil or Dumbass. Surprises along the way as well. Here from the Hyundai exhibit at the Chicago Auto Show. Stop by to see the new 2015 Genesis and Sonata. Both come equipped with the latest in technological advancements. 312-644-6767 is our number at WSCR The Score. You email us at Bores and Bernstein at 670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Christmas attacks!
We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have texting at 67011. Texting is brought to you by the homeloanexpert.com. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply on Twitter at Bores_Bernstein. You can follow me at Dan_Bernstein. There's boresandbernstein.com for all your B&B needs, except when you're away from a radio or a computer and you need a way to listen to the show, to interact with the show, to answer the 10 seconds of glory question. Download the Audio Roadshow app. On a Match Game Friday, here you go for today's fill in the blank. They named a new car after Terry. It's called the blank.
Okay. Hey.
I should mention, too, that wow. We are live streaming via video at watch670thescore.com.
Yeah.
So you can see our ugly mugs here at the Hyundai exhibit, yep, if you like.
Right. Brian Gerbil is bringing this to you. No, Gertz, I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about the gerbil.
Our engineer is Dave Miska.
The way they research and look into guys. But, you know, it's not perfect.
is my EMT, my ENT, my CPA, my CPR, and the proud mayor of Markham.
The producer on site is Rick Camp.
And I got in trouble. I was doing, what's Sunday morning show, guys? Rick Camp, is that?
No. No, it's not. We do not believe that to be true.
Love you, Joe, but no. No,
it's not Rick Camp.
At the Score Studios, Matt Abaticola.
Coleman is into the ball game for the Owls. Hey, boys, have a seat. Hey, have a seat.
And that shot out of the corner.
Hey, sit down, boys. Hey, either take my seat and let me sit there or sit down.
We were blocked by all the guys who were standing up who have the higher price tickets.
Well, then they have a right to do that.
Yeah, if those are their seats, then they can stand up.
S-face Bobby Knight.
Hey, have a seat.
Abaticola. Yeah, I got your seat right here. I love Matt Abaticola, and I'm glad he's been reunited with my guy, Schiff Bardi.
Chris Tannehill.
If we learned anything from the Brian Williams ordeal at NBC, it's that their initial responses were inadequate.
I'm going to get this. This is from media. He says it's total BS. Excuse me. I mean, total BS. Pardon me. I did not mean for that to come out. And again, my apologies. Can we get it right here on this camera? Apologies for using that word. It'll never happen again. It was just a slip of the tongue.
He can't stop himself.
Who is that?
Don Lemon.
What is wrong with him?
He does it all the time. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Something very, very wrong with him. He is Captain Indestructible, not Don Lemon. He's Captain Stupid.
Our interns are Tommy Guns and Tony Fish.
Scoreboard update.
Coming up on 1:30 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Rodewald. The Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. The Bulls are back to work tonight in Detroit. A day after the wild trade deadline action in the NBA, the Bulls stood and watched all of it. Adrian Wojnarowski, though, says that the Bulls might be interested in Kendrick Perkins if the Jazz buy him out of his contract. Bulls have the full roster available for just the second time all season. Chris Bosh being treated for a health issue near his lung. He could have a blood clot. Either way, he's done for the year. Just one day after the Heat made that big trade for Goran Dragic. NFL Combine news. Jameis Winston says he's experiencing weakness in his throwing shoulder, so he's undergoing testing down in Indianapolis. Meantime, the Chargers and the Raiders propose a joint stadium project in Carson, California, just outside of Los Angeles. This is contingent on both teams not getting a stadium deal done in San Diego or in Oakland. Baseball America names Cubs Chris Bryant as the best prospect in baseball. Cubs pitchers and catchers reported yesterday. Today, it's the White Sox turn in Glendale. MLB says, pick up the pace, guys. 1 foot in the box, 2.5 minutes to make a pitching change, and challenges from the dugout only. Just some of the rule changes that could result in fines if not followed by May 1st. This scoreboard update is brought to you in part by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza. And Blackhawks coverage on the Score is being presented by the Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
132 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Boris and Bernstein, needless to say, last night was great. You know, we had our own little room in there to play around, and then I got all my playmates showed up.
Yeah, I was too busy working to go enjoy that. I could just kind of orbit through once in a while. But
all my board members and so forth gradually showed up in there at one point or another. So a little bit of this for him, so... Button.
I just want to make sure that Dr. Jen got what was coming to her.
I know she. I see. If I'd have known that, if I'd have known she was hunting me, absolutely.
Stalking you.
Yeah, absolutely. I think she got what she wanted.
Okay,
sure.
Good.
I believe so. And of course, I'm frightened of her husband.
Well, because he's he's giant. His friend giant. Yeah. They're all big people.
Uh huh.
What was the from Gulliver's Travels? The Brobdignanians.
Yeah.
The opposite of the Lilliputians, I believe.
Yep.
I'm getting nothing but a blank stare from Rick Camp.
No, that's correct. That's correct.
Jonathan
that's
Swift
right.
reference.
That's
but
right.
That's okay. I trust Miska for that, but he was busy. Because he usually knows. But yeah, great time.
You said, Lincoln will get you. No, Lincoln won't get me. He's been dead forever.
But
Lincoln's
that's his
not
name.
Get me.
His
Lincoln will not get
yes,
me.
Yes, he will. He will thrash you. He will find you, and he will thrash you.
No, he won't. Lincoln... See, that's what you said. Oh, Lincoln. What? I am not afraid of Lincoln.
Because he's dead.
I can yes. If he's dead, I can handle him.
Well, it was really a great time. Lots of big fans of the show, lots of big fans of the station, and a lot of people who were there. You could tell that the resurgent economy is allowing some people to dive into some of these charitable efforts, too. So we couldn't be more pleased, and just a deep, deep thanks for all the participants, our fabulous sponsors, and all our volunteers and everybody on the board and involved with the organization who helped out. Because that's what it's supposed to be.
Nice place, yeah. and well run. Yeah, it's beautiful.
And we did a big number, so it's going to make for a lot of happy kids. So thank you for showing up. And I know you.
Well, my only punishment was I sat with Hochberg over there. That's the only. Holy God! Holy crap! Here he is, and there he is, and there he's not. And he's not leaving. So you know, as people got it, because the first man out of the whole thing looked like Spiegel. So here comes Spiegel. He's out before you know. He can't get a sandwich down. He's out. So here he comes.
Now, you were intimating something. I don't know if you were just joking off the air.
No.
Had some. Terry Boards has some troubling Bears information.
Yeah,
here. They do.
They really do like Marcus Mariota. They do. I mean, Pace likes him. I mean, I don't know. I don't think they love him that much. But there is definitely a case of like there. That doesn't mean they're going to take. I wouldn't take him at number seven. Although, I don't think he'll be there at number seven anyway. Because, you know, he's starting to get a little more love now. He's starting to get a little more love around. But, yeah, that is genuine. I don't know about anybody else. Because I right away, when I saw that this morning, and I heard this yesterday, I go, oh, crap, come on. No, that can't be. It is B. He does. He likes him.
Well, he may like him just to like him and make sure that it's publicly understood that he likes him and he may not like him. I mean, the fact is, if he's really as savvy as I hope he is, he's putting that out there. Just trying to perhaps increase interest in that pick, and regardless of what he wants to do, it can't hurt for it to be out there that he likes Marcus Mariota.
No, yeah, that's right, because there'll be somebody say, hey, wait a minute. Although I still think the Jets will take him at six. I think the Jets will make this move. If not Lovey. Now, some believe Lovey's going to take him number one rather than so there's a little tug of war going on about that. But I think that the feeling has sort of changed about him just in the fact of all the citizenship and everything about him. And I think the thing is with him is why not? Why can't he learn to do this? What is so difficult about doing this? Sure, I know his offense, he's been running. He's got to control the huddle. He's got to get. He's got to do all the things that a pro quarterback has to do.
He has to have a huddle.
Yeah,
to huddle.
Well, he can have a huddle.
I don't
some
know.
Some point in his life, he might not.
He's never
that's
had
a wide open dude. That thing, Hawaiian high school football, wide open.
Right.
That's what they do.
I don't think he's ever gone back and dropped to a knee and called a play before.
Well, I think that the foot speed and the athletic ability and all the things he has. Now, he's going to throw with this thing. I don't know when he's going to throw, but he's going to throw at this thing. I'm just saying that when you start looking at some of these guys, I think the belief more than that he's good is that he's a – the rest of them would really be a reach, I think. I think any of the other quarterbacks would really be a reach early, but there's a lot of people also starting to love Brett Hundley.
Well, meanwhile, Jameis Winston has some kind of shoulder condition, and even his agent now is admitting to NFL.com he has a minor condition in his back shoulder.
Uh-oh.
But says he's experienced no symptoms, he feels incredibly strong, there's no need for treatment of any kind, no reason to believe he'll experience any future difficulties, however, he's not going to bench press. So,
I don't care what my quarterback bench presses.
But he's the fact that he's not going to because he's got something in his back shoulder, and that immediately, anytime, especially with all the baseball that he's played too, you start thinking.
Well, maybe that's what I see. Everybody believes that Lovey could be playing with people too about this stuff. But I love Winston. I see, a lot of people don't believe he does that. He likes Mariota. See, I think when you look at a guy who. I don't think he has an NFL arm. That's the thing about it. I never saw an NFL throw from him.
From Mariota?
No, never. I never saw one that resembled one.
I love his athleticism. I love his makeup.
And he's fast as hell.
But that's when the first thing you talk about a quarterback is how fast he is, that's not a good
sign. That's not a good
sign,
no.
Right?
No.
Well, Dan Durkin is going to have all the information with everything that's going on at the Combine, the stuff with Winston and everything else. He's been looking over a lot of the defensive beef that the Bears will have to select from that's right there in the butcher's case there, just standing up there flexing for everybody.
Yeah, flexing is right.
There's been a lot of that, and the Bears are really interested in some of that stuff. Mm-hmm. We do know. Boers and Bernstein, we are at the auto show. We are here at the Hyundai exhibit. You can stop by and take the Santa Fe for a virtual test drive from the showroom floor right to your your front door via the Driveway Decision Maker kiosk. You have WSCR, the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
Hey, guys.
All Chicago's.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, 1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids, 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, it's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today, yeah, yeah.
We knew what to do about that, too.
Problem solved.
Even when our washer needed replacing.
All I did was pick up the phone.
After all, we have a home warranty with American Home Shield.
A home warranty from American Home Shield can help protect your household budget. Because in the event of an unexpected breakdown, they'll not only repair or replace covered appliances and systems, they'll also cover the costs. Systems and appliances like your heating, plumbing, oven, refrigerator, air conditioner, and more. Service requests are subject to a fee for each trade called. Some exclusions and limitations apply. An expensive, unexpected breakdown is bound to happen sooner or later. So get covered now with a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-900-3531. That's 1-800-900-3531. 1-800-900-3531.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
My name is Harold Finch. I built a machine of unrivaled power. The machine detects ordinary crimes before they happen.
You can call me Reese. In another life, I worked for the government, hunting down the world's most dangerous men. Now I stop bad things from happening to good people.
You've taken very good care of me.
My friend and I help people in trouble. Thank you for giving me my life back.
The world is better off with both of us in it.
The hit drama, Person of Interest, CBS Tuesday.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the OneTouch Baylor Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Baylor Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
CBS Tuesday.
My favorite TV shows are on Tuesdays.
America's favorite agents.
Tony DiNozzo, friend of the ladies.
Are on the case.
Allow me to work my way from the horrific to the curious.
See why NCIS is TV's number one show.
I'm impressed.
Let's go.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean it is.
This is exciting stuff.
That's not nothing.
No, that's something.
NCIS, Tuesday, only CBS.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
FC Restaurants.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Boys, I'm Bernie Stephen talking a little football. Dan Durkin will join us at the top of the hour. Keep us up to date as he did. He'll be doing it all day long on the combine. They're going at, I think it's the offensive lineman and somebody else today. It's some odd thing, but anyway, I'll take. And there is an offensive lineman. It's really good. It's going to be one of the top 10 picks, isn't there?
The tackle.
Yeah, he's a good player. So I mean, look, there's again, it's hard to go wrong no matter what you do because you're so damn bad. I mean, you could use that tackle too.
And I'm not sure what the Bears just want in the bloodstream and what they really think, but yeah, I know there's there's no downside for somebody to think that maybe they have an interest in Mariota, and that's why they're certainly making it clear through back channels that Jay Cutler is available, because they want to at least know what the values are for some of their players. Yep. They are definitely doing that, and it makes absolute sense.
Yep. It's a great idea. They know how to do it. And I don't know this one. He said, you know, they really do like him. And because, you know, Pace likes quarterbacks. Remember, he's a guy who drafted one every chance he gets if he could. And he likes quarterbacks. And I don't know if he sees much else out there. So, but I don't think he didn't think he was going to take him, but he certainly was going to make a point of saying how much he liked him. But I don't, what's the point if you think of anything at all that he gets past the Jets at six? I don't see how you do that. So I mean, the Jets are one of the teams supposedly interested in this guy and that guy. Well, first of all, they ought to just take Cutler. Just take Cutler.
If you're going to do that, why wouldn't you?
Yeah, take Cutler and throw him in the middle of the Jets. You think you like your defense and throw him and see what happens. He's better than Geno Smith, for the love of God. You're better than Geno Smith. I don't think you'd see the field. But I mean, this is, you know, that's a team that is, I think, ready to do something. And the Eagles are the other that certainly are poised. They really want Mariota, and I don't know how badly they want him. But I get the feeling that if Mariota's available at 7, there might be some real talking going on.
Well, that's why they're doing it then. I think their calculation is exactly what you described.
Yep.
Makes perfect sense.
Yep. And he's going to throw the ball now. He's not going to go to, geez, here's a newsflash. A quarterback is going to go and throw the ball. Wow. Because remember the sore shoulders? He was talking for a while. Well, I really don't. Because I don't think his velocity is very good. I don't think his arm is great. I've heard Mayock said he had a great arm. If he did, he was hiding it from me.
I am more interested in his feet than his arm.
Yeah, his feet.
I am much more interested in him dropping back. I want to see 3 steps and the ball out. 5 steps and the ball out, and show me 7 and do it over and over and over again, and get up strong on that back leg, turn your back to the defense, take a center exchange. I mean, some of the stories that you hear from scouts about spread teams, and it was at the Senior Bowl that there was a scout that was telling me that at the Senior Bowl they could not get the center quarterback exchange clean more than 3 times in a row. Just because of the number of spread quarterbacks aren't used to it. They don't know how to get the ball from center. You know, it sounds funny of not knowing how to huddle, but coming out of a huddle and approaching the line of what it means to break your huddle and then get your first opportunity to get an indication of what the defense might be doing. These all take lots of reps to know what you're looking for and why.
It's possible. And he hasn't done that since he was 8. I mean, it's very possible.
Getting that center exchange, getting the ball secured, and getting into your drop while keeping your eyes down the field. It's going to be multiple repetitions and over and over and over and over again. So I'm sure we can tell he can throw adequately to be an NFL quarterback. I think he can make enough NFL throws. I mean, the guy, it's not a rocket.
No,
but
it's not a rocket.
That really isn't
But the best quarterbacks of all time are on rocket arm by any stretch of the imagination. Not a single one of them.
No, he can
not a single one of them.
Spin it well enough. It comes out of his hand clean. There's nothing funky about his delivery. See, Winston have a little weird in his delivery.
Yeah.
But we know that the arm strength is there, especially when he gathers the throw, when he really tries to fire it.
I'm just saying, you know, I think that a lot of people, as you get closer, and when you think about that position, there's going to be a whole lot of thinking going on about him because, you know, I don't think you have to worry about him as a person. You don't have any of that sweat. And I think all the stuff you're talking about, they feel they can teach.
Do I have to start screaming in Spanish, too? Is this a rule for radio
stations?
Well, that
was what you had. You had promised me you were going to. I certainly can't.
I can just stand up and start screaming in Spanish? Like,
yes, you said you would.
Cantor, I should do that?
Yeah.
I don't know. What should I scream?
Goal.
Well, I could scream stuff from, like, language lab, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Let's send Rick Camp over there, see what's up.
Me gusta jugar al baloncesto.
Hey,
you know,
Terry.
We'll send Bobby Knight. Crazy Carlos will go get him, too. Or just Bobby Knight.
Or how about some Cuban reggaeton? How about that?
Oh.
Gente de zona, homenaje, una vez más. I'll just start screaming random stuff in Spanish. Does that work for anybody? That's apparently
works for me.
I guess I missed the memo.
Yeah,
I missed the memo.
I
go.
Yeah, just do that.
¿Dónde está el baño?
I don't think there's a bit I see that understands him. So. Right, just keep on, keep strong, stay strong. This is great. So that's going to happen every hour. We're going to have a break for you to yell.
Jugar en la playa.
That's what we're going to do every hour. We're at do whatever it is. You're just going to start yelling in Spanish.
Well,
I just enjoy it because I think he'll be back every. I think he done every on the hour at this time.
Okay,
he'll be back. Just start yelling in Spanish when you hear him. Bring the people back to us.
And you're going
to
play some hot Duranguese guitar, right?
I'll go get one.
Did you see that Jim Irsay bought Les Paul's guitar?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, he got Black Beauty?
Black Beauty, $350,000 or something.
Oh, that went cheap. They thought it was going to go more than that.
Really?
Yeah, it's the first one.
It's the actual Les Paul.
Model number zero. It's the one he built.
Okay.
He's done that before. Does he have other trinkets from... Doesn't he? I think he does, right?
Well, he has the original copy of On the Road by Jack Kerouac.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, well.
He's got some other musical things, too,
yes,
I think.
He does.
I don't know.
I think so, too.
What he has, but it's something significant. It might be like Liberace's Candelabra
or something. He does, yeah. He's been doing this, and this is when, I don't know if he's drunk or sober when he's doing this, but this has been happening a while. Is he straight now, by the way? He's straight now, bro. Is he okay?
I don't know.
He's straight.
He's reinstated.
Yeah, well, that doesn't mean anything in the NFL. That means nothing in the NFL that you're reinstated. You all get reinstated no matter what. Ray Rice is reinstated. You want him?
That's a lot of money for a guitar. I mean, I know you've got all the money and you like to collect things, and it's probably eventually something you'll be able to flip for more than that. But
and you got Andrew Luck.
That's better. I wouldn't worry about flipping that.
You kind of felt, unlike the argument we've been making this week about just don't worry about this next Bears season, just be
right.
Miserable and just see what they have here. Watch the players. They go 2-14, I want to say. And lo and behold, there they are with Andrew Luck. After Peyton Manning goes away.
Yeah, but that guy's not in this draft. That guy's not in the next draft either,
I
don't think.
No, I don't know. If he is, I haven't seen him. The high school quarterbacks that are the guys that you really would love to have your college team that they fought over are all spread quarterbacks. There's nobody Andrew Luck type player. I don't know who the Stanford quarterback is. I assume they're still doing it. But so if you Harbaugh will do it, won't he?
Well, Ohio State's got some quarterbacks, but that needs some time to shake out.
Yeah,
I don't think Cardale Jones is going to be the next great NFL arm. I mean, he's a tremendous physical specimen. But
I just think you're going to have a difficult time. I mean, I know that Ryan loves quarterbacks. He made that clear to a lot of people. He loves those quarterbacks. I just because he's going to keep trying. But good luck. Good luck, man. You know more about them. You're going to get the film. You can watch the tape on everything they do and whatever. But I really would have a difficult time. I watch a lot of college football.
Who's the most successful ever NFL quarterback who played a spread in college? I mean, you have to look. Has anybody really done it? Cam Newton, is that your flag bearer? Is Cam Newton right now your ultimate example?
Well, RG3 was for about a year.
Right.
In the Baylor offense.
Right.
Which is fun, by the way. Baylor offense, fun. That is fun. You'd love to play for that guy.
But it's silly.
I understand it, but I'm just telling
it's
you.
Like
it's
the
fun.
Old, it's like the old Houston offense. It's like this Andre Ware and David Klingler and those guys. It's just a modern version of that. And those guys couldn't play.
No. Let's see. It's a spread quarterback.
Seriously. I mean, that's who has proven that you can do this? That you can play that your whole life and then all of a sudden play an NFL game and be really good? Is Cam Newton your example?
I guess. I mean, I don't. He's not been great. I mean,
right.
he's done okay,
that's
but
what
he's
I mean.
Not. He's not listed amongst the greats for
right.
sure.
Right.
I guess that's the closest thing. I mean, that's not much success then when you look at the rest of it. I mean, that's what makes it so difficult. I mean, pro teams. That's why when you start evaluating these guys, and you really start looking at it, it's difficult. I mean, you got a guy with all this talent, all this, you know, everybody loves him, and is one of the world's great people in Mariota, and nobody knows what to do with him.
Well, the texters are saying Drew Brees.
Not quite.
That was a precursor of what we see now.
That
had spread principles, but it was not spread option.
No.
It was not riding through the mesh point and then throwing the stick route. They did have guys running all over the field, and it was more wide open, and it certainly was at the time considered one of these little silly college offenses that inflated numbers, but that's not comparable to the offenses that these guys are running.
No.
I'm sorry.
Different offense.
Dan Durkin from the Combine with all the latest on what's going on today and what might be happening with your Chicago Bears. That's next on The Score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust.
How has Jennings Chevrolet been in business for 56 years? Jennings delivers what other dealers only promise. On Waukegan Road in Glenview or at JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
All incentives applied, plus license, title, tax, and dock fee on a courtesy car lease. 24 months for an SRX or 36 months for a 2.5-liter ATS. 10,000 miles per year and 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offers good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-Copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear. If you want a new Cadillac, get it from me. I'll do whatever it takes to make it worth your while.
Right now at Wild Cadillac, you can lease a 2015 SRX for $339 a month. $339 a month for a 2015 SRX.
$339 a month. That's pretty simple.
How about a 2015 ATS for $299 a month? $299 a month. That's simple, too.
Forget that fast-talking Z-Copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. It's a beautiful place in the country.
Wild Cadillac is now open Saturday for service. Visit us at wildcadillac.com.
You listen to this station because you like getting what you want, right? Same idea behind the Sleep Number bed. You choose the exact firmness you want, your Sleep Number setting, and so does your partner. No compromise, no battle. Just the right sleep and individualized comfort for you. You can only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Right now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Ultimate Limited Edition bed. Find us at one of our 14 stores in Chicagoland. For your local store, visit sleepnumber.com. No better sleep with Sleep Number.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Premiering CBS Wednesday, March 4th. In the world of cybercrime, it takes the best.
I'm Special Agent Avery Ryan.
To catch the worst.
I work crimes that start in the mind, live online, and play out in the real world.
From the creators of the most successful crime franchise comes the next generation of CSI.
FBI!
Academy Award nominee Patricia Arquette, James Vanderbeek.